Okay, so today we're going to talk about Kavua and Basar Shel Salim and Ayin in the first year. Okay, so the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, Chaye Ish Son El Reyev Or of Lova Kamalov, he called Nefesh Rameis, and now Salachas Harim Ha'el. So the Gemara darshins from this Pasuk the concept of Kavua. What's the case of Kavua? So there are several cases of Kavua. The classic case is the Braisa of Tes Chanuyos on page 2. The Marn Ksubas on Tes Vava Min Aleph. That Tesha Chanuyos Kulam Mochras Basa Shchuta. There were 9 chanuyos that all sell kosher meat. Vachas Bocheres Boch Basa Nevela. And one of them sells Basa Nevela. And the Lokach Me'achas Mehen. Ve'ene Yadeya Me'ezim Mehem Lokach. And he buys from one of them, and he doesn't know which one he went into. You know, sometimes I guess he goes into the kosher store, sometimes he goes into the treif store for his cat or whatever. So he doesn't remember. So sveiko asu. So therefore, by right, you should follow rov, because rov of the chaniyos are kosher, so it was lina basaruba. But here, since the latest hasafik is in the makom kavua, so then we say that that it's aser, that you treat it kemechzel mechzel. You see, if he would have found v'nimtza halacha harov, but if he would have found a piece of meat in the street, so the Mokum Aleidus HaSafek, where he interacted with the meat for the first time, is in the street, so then you go Basar Rof. Then it says Lina Basar Rof. But if the Aleidus HaSafek is in the Mokum Kavua, then not. So the Gemara says, Midaraisim Minolon, Amakrav Arav Lova Kamalov, Achi Iskavimo. So, right, the cases say they have 10 people in a crowd, right? And some of them are. So the verse says you have 9 Jews and 1 goy. Right, and then you threw a stone into the crowd, and one of them gets killed. So what do we say? That who did you have kavana for? So normally you'd say you had kavana for whoever the rove is, but here, since it's kavua, they're all in the Mokum Kvias, so then it's Kmechzel Mechzadami, and Mela, you would follow you'd say something in the Fashas Lahakyam. Because we assume that you have kavana for the rove, but here you don't follow the rove because it's kavua. So that's what Gemara says. Ilay medikatisha knanim vechisol b'neim teipulog ruba knanim. So of course you should be potter ruba knanim. Now we pal gabam sof enofash lachim. The chiddush is even if tisha yisraelim, for sure we would say the kavanah is for a Jew, and therefore you'd chayv misa. Nonetheless, we say that that you weren't mechaving to a, because it's up you did, it's considered kemechza al mechza. And the Rashba on page 3 says this: Masha omru kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami hani mili bishalokachu min hakavua. It's if you took it from the kavua, fisha sofik nafalo bekavua. So it's all tolo in the mokom leida sasafik.
Up to 10, 1 from each of those onion notes, put them down, put them all up, so that then the one from each one, put it somewhere else, and just threw it all together. That's something that they call parish, or that they call this one?
I mean, he knew where he got it from.
I know where I got this one, and then they mixed them all up after.
So then...
They get mixed up after, rather. Not a little bit, whatever.
So there, the suffix was later. There was no suffix in the...
That would be...
Right.
Masero, yeah?
Right. And the Shita Mekubet says on page 4... says Aval Pisha b'Mokom HaKavu Alacha Misha Nafla Lafil Hachi Sharinan. In other words, even though in the case of Nimtza also ultimately came from the Mokom Kvias, but the latest Hasafik, that's what it's talking about. In other words, because when the guy bought it from the Mokom Kavu, he knew where he was going, but then he lost it. It's all totally in the latest Hasafik. That's what the so there's an interesting machlokes on page 7 in the Ran. About what's called kavua lemachfreya. What's the case? Say all 10 stores are kosher stores. They're all kosher stores. So he goes into one and he buys from one of the kosher stores. Good. No problem. Then we find that was 9 o'clock in the morning. Then at 11:30 in the afternoon, 11:30 in the morning, say, we find out that one of the kosher stores really had a delivery of treif that was not known till later. So we don't know that he...
We know which store.
What?
We know which store.
But we don't know whether he went, which store he went.
We know which store had the treif. I can go point that out now. I know which one has trade.
Right, but we don't know. He doesn't know which one he went into. So the suffix wasn't the shasti. The suffix came later. So for him, the latest suffix was only later. So therefore, he says that's not called kavur. That's called Kavua Lemafreya. So he says the Ran that you don't have. You don't say Kavula Mafreya. Is there a we'll have to see if there's another shita about this. See, in the beginning, so that's what the Ran says. Okay, let's see more. Then there's another Gemara, Nozir, Yudala from the base. Amar of Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, page 8. Amar of Yochanan, Amar L'shlucho, Tzeve Kaddish L'isho, Stam, and he doesn't say who. So now he doesn't know who his wife is. So then Oser B'chol Hanashim Shabolam, because maybe whoever he's going to marry is a relative who's Arayis to the one who's really his wife. Also, b'chol anoshim shabolim chazak shliach osa shlichusa. So Tosa says, so then everyone should be also to get married, because maybe they're going to be marrying his wife. So Rabbeinu Tam, the anoshim non as long alone as kadashti. Teich doch talosh eini yados. Yeah. If Shlomo derais a few who shari lisa lazli and bosa ruba. He says, Midaraisa, you really follow Rov. Why isn't it? Then Tosas asks, why isn't it Kavua? Because whenever you go to the woman, it should be Kavua. So it's Kavua is only like in the case of the treif rester, the treif butcher, the kosher butcher. So you go into the kosher butcher, you know this is the kosher butcher. It's Nikr and it's Mokum. Once in the Mokum, it's Nikr. So here, it's not Nikr who's the woman that's married to him. Right? So therefore, there's no Din Kavu if it's not Nikr Bimkomo. Midaraisa. So therefore, there's no problem. There's no Din Kavu here, you follow the Rov. There's a famous Sefer Akrisus on page 11, Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikinon. The Sefer Akrisus says, the famous question, how do you plant in Eretz Yisrael? Because don't you have to be choshesh that there is a, here, look on page 12 on the bottom of the top. Zenicha, Rashi Makshim Olam, Yeser Kol HaOlam B'Charisho V'Zriya, Mitam Nachal Esen. Because maybe there was an Egla Rufa that, so all the, you should never be able to do a Harisha Vizriya. Mitam Nachalais, Chukavua. Right? Because once there's a Nachalais in Eretz Yisrael, so it's kavua. So then, so it's a problem. So he says the same idea. Kevin de lo yadin and hecha nachal eson lo shaychel meimer kol kavua. Because it's not nikar bim kol. The same svara that we had before. Now the Maram Chalava on page 17.
I have to be able to recognize, should you be aware of it, that this is the Asa one before it to be the Din Kavur. It doesn't know what it is, it's Tamro.
So the Maram Chalava on page 17. This is the case of the Achbar in Psachim on page 17. The Achbar. But if you saw the Achbar come to the Mokum Kavua, then for you the latest Asafik was the Mokum Kavua. It was all totally on where you got involved into the suffering. Now, the Gemara in Sarihei, we're going to get to this soon, on page 16, talks about Basar came to Nisalim and Ayin also. The verse says, "Meisri Rebbe Omer Makulam Tabuchi Yisrael Basar Nimtza Biyad Ochel Akum Mutter." Page 16. Nimtza Biyad Ovi Kachovim Shiny. Say, then the Gemara says, "Tashma teisha chanuys kulo machus basa shkut v'achas machus basa b'leila." So the Gemara says, "Nimtza b'yad akum." So it wasn't basa shen salam minayim. We'll talk about that in a second. So nimtza b'yad akum is not called kavua, because the Akum doesn't have any suffix. There's no halachic thing for an Akum. So an Akum, he got a piece of meat. He doesn't know where he got it from. So you could say, oh, he got it from a store. So then that's called Kavua. And therefore, if I say that 9 butcher stores in the neighborhood, and one 9 kosher and 1 treif, and an Akum went into one of them. And now I'm getting it from the Akum. So it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 18, "Mi tes chanuyos mochas boso shkuta v'achas," page 19, "mochas boso nevela v'lachach me'achas me'em ein yadu me'ezem lachach v'rei ze osu shekol kavuk v'mechas al mechas adovi v'al boso nimtza b'shuk o b'yar akum mutter." But by akum, say akum gives it, he doesn't know which store he got it from. So do we say, so? But he got it from one of the stores. Kavua? No. When you get it from an Akum, that's different. Unless you see the Akum going to the store, so then you already have a shaychus to the latest hasafek from the Mokum Kavias. But if you just see a goy, and he says, I went to Brooklyn. There are 9 kosher stores, 1 treif store. I don't know which one I went into. And here's the piece of meat. So then you're allowed to eat it, Mikir Adin, because Azlina Basaruba. Now, because it's not called kavua. Ah, he got it from the mokum kavia, so it doesn't matter. Because lemaisa, he is not a bar chiyuva. And since he's not a bar chiyuva, so then that's not called the latest asafik. Right?
And later when you buy it from Sukhoi, it's called a parsh, right?
It's already called a parsh. Maybe Ibn Achai would have been different. If you look in the Pre-Chadash, on page 29, so he quotes this din. Yeah, going with it. So then he says, "Oh, be I caught." Because cotton is not mitzvah.
Where is it? 29.
So the cotton is a
29. What's the din if you find it via cotton? Is that called parish or is that called kavua? So the Pre-Chadash on page 29 says, "Biyad goy or biyad cotton." Where you go? Or biyad cotton. He says, according to the Rashi, the Mishpeches Habayis, that Tanim Harifim, you can trust them. Chazakihi, Kenny Spashar a minute. He's a minutes of your car if we know that a suffering more from you, so. But it could be, but Michael, it could be that he's assuming not that way, the Pre-Chadash.
What?
So it was Michael asked the Kasha, the Pre-Chadash says, if a cotton gets it from the Mokum Kvius, and then you meet, not necessarily cotton karif, a little cotton, 5-year-old, and then you get it from him, that's called parish. So Michael's asking, we discussed in a previous year, that a cotton is considered, Bar Chiyuva, Prima Gadim says, Lagabi Lavin, Lagabi Essin. That's why the Prima Gadim says a cotton can't write tefillin because he's not mitzuvah and mitzvah esse, but he could shecht because he's mitzuvah and lavin. So Michael's saying, if you're saying mitzuvah and lavin, so maybe different ways of saying. He wasn't necessarily saying lo sachilum. He was just saying that a lav is mitzuvah. It's just not bar lav bar onshin. That's what the Prima Gadim says. So Michael was asking Akasha, so maybe according to that, it should be considered Kvius.
Also, Chilum is the cotton or the goggle? He's not the goggle, not the
Pima. The goggle, but obviously there's a Maisa there for the cotton if there's an Isra on the goggle of Losa Chilum, or else you'll be just giving it to your dog, you know.
Kaz Los Achilum, he should be Bar Chicha.
Yeah. Okay, then, you know, the concept of Kavua Derabbanan, that all the Dvarim Chashuvim...
Well, Los Achilum might only be those three, right?
Right, that's the... Here on page 24, Dovr Sheino Botel Machmas Chashivuso. It's Kavua Midrabanan. Right. So he says, Dovr Sheino Botel Machmas Chashivuso, Shinis Arev Vacherim. The Nafal Me'ataruvus Azos Efer B'Shnayim Acherim. The Nafal Me'Shlosh Echad B'Shnayim Acherim Ve'el Acherim Mutarim Shari Echad Shal Taruvus Rishon Abatul Barov. Page 24. Kulam. So he says that if one of them falls in, the other two. So in other words, so sometimes we can be matter. So if it's not sarva cherim, we not only at haruvus hazos echad l'shnayim acherim, so it's a bottle. We not only at shlosha echad l'shnayim acherim. Hare elu acherim mutarim, shere ha'echad shel at haruvus harishona bottle barov. We not only echad me at haruvus harishona. So it's really but also that now what it's a sfek sfeken now. Right, because once it falls into the second one, that's a sfek sfeken. The first one is only
the last, eh?
The first one is
it falls into three things, and one of those three falls into the second. So those first two parts of Tarov are still Aser, but the whole second Tarov is Madra.
Right, because that's already Sveik Sveik. Enough of Echad Me'at Tarov is Rishon on the Elef, Kulam Asurim, Lo Nemar Batal Barov, Alohatis Sveik Sveikin. Shimipo Menatarov is a Shneel, Mokum Acher in Osir. So what's he saying over here? that im nofal echad me'atarovas harishona le'elef, right, kulam asurim.
It's not Safek Asur, it's Vaday Asur. Because it's Kavua.
Which fell in front? The Rishayna Batul was in the first Herovis, which also is that Herovis. The Herovis falls into the second one, and what's the difference from that in the first case?
Right. Okay, that's what I'm wondering.
You need three Tarovuses. You need three. Not enough two. Three.
Yeah, why do you need three?
This one. The first one is Kavua, so it's not Safek, it's Vada.
It's the Vada, You see what I'm saying? The first one is Kavua, it's Vada. The second one is considered it's already a Pirish.
So oh, that's one suffix. The whole Tarovus fell into a thousand.
No, not the whole. One.
What's the
Vada? He's saying, Harari's saying is when the first one falls in, it's Kavua. So anything that falls into the second, even, is not a suffix. Because not the whole thing fell in, but still we view everything as Kavua. So Kavua is, but Kavua is only Kemechza al Mechza.
There's no shame Tarovus, right? Okay, so it's something. Do I need three Tarovus?
So the first one we view Kula as the whole thing is us. Because that's the Makom Hakvitz. So we got the second Tarot, which is already a suffix. I think every third tarot of us, that's what Rabbi Harari is saying, is this fake state.
I think with Rabbanon they gave it a din vaday.
They gave it a din vaday. Yeah. Right, it means Rabbanon, that's what he said. Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about Bostosh and Salim and Ayin. Bostosh and Salim and Ayin. Machloikis in the Gemara. Take a look in the Gemara Chulin and Tzadi Hei, page 16. Amarav Vosa Kedush and Salam Minayin Osu. Rav says Vosa and Salam Minayin is Osu. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Shayasha achas shalaruv afil hayamunach al shulchanu." What is it also? Shemin is chalev b'nevela. Shemin is chalev b'nevela. And Levi says, page 16. Amarav, Bosh Hashanah Salim and Ayin Osir. Rashi says Shemitz Chal Bavri. Levi says at the end Muteres Bachim. So if you look at the Rambam, he says an interesting thing.
Look at Rambam Levi.
Page 30. So the Rambam paskins l'chumra. Let's see. Says the Rambam, chen boser, hanim tevi arach v'eno idem milochach im hayo mochre habos Yisrael mutar, seo midin Torah. V'aras v'chom kol boser hanim tevi b'im b'shuk, b'im b'yarach v'maf v'shuk kol ha'shoch v'im kol mochum Yisrael. Midrabanon, if it's also, boser hanim tevi, this is page 30. If it's found b'shuk, or biarakum midrabon el tosu. Lo od el alukach bozo vinichu bebesu v'nelam en ha'ayin. Oser el kein hayo bosim. So bozo shal ram pasin bozo en sarayim en ha'ayin. So oser el bozo has a sim. Or she had about three sign. Who make her vada? Who's that? Or she had short cut. But if you have a three sign, then it's mutter. There was a lot of people ask, can I put my sandwich in the fridge with my non-Jewish coworkers, or you know, stuff like that. So the Rambam Shita is that Rosh Hashanah Simon is also, but if you have a Tfiyas Ayin or a Simon, then it's okay.
Who's name under Tfiyas Ayin? Anyone?
Anyone. Not just a Talmud Chacham. Doesn't say you have to be a Talmud Chacham. Tfiyas Ayin, you know what your sandwich looks like. You know what you.
But by a Veda, only a Talmud Chacham.
But here's Yisurim. That's to be. That's Mamanus. But it's interesting that the Shecht always points out that the Ramah, so the Mechaber quotes this Rambam on page 31.
There's two chashashas, right? That an animal brought it in, or?
Well, we'll see in a second.
Okay.
But you look at the Ramah on page 32, the Ramah says, and then the Rambam writes, and the Mechaber at the end writes, V'yesh matir in Boser Shemitz HaMayim, Himotzo b'mokom shehinicho. So in other words, so it's interesting, the Shita that says Boser Shemitz HaMayim and Ayin is Oser, Tzvias Ayin matters that. And even, and the Shita that, in other words, Tfiyas Ayin matters even in the Chumr Shita. And the Kula Shita is, even if you don't have Tfiyas Ayin, but it's, but Motzo B'Mokom Shehinicho. It's the same place in the fridge that you put it there. Same place in the fridge that you put it there.
But not Tfiyas Ayin.
Even not with Tfiyas Ayin. No, Tfiyas Ayin you need for the Chumra Dikashita. But for the Kula Dikashita, you don't even need Tfiyas Ayin.
The Kula Dikashita is what?
The Basa Shir Samayim is Mutter.
It's Mutter. So it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Why do you have to be Makam Shenita?
No, but you need at least, even the Mutter Shita just has a lower standard of what you need. It still can be a Chashash, but Lumaisa, if you don't have the Reisa, then it's Mutter. And the Ramah says, "Minig l'hakol k'svar achron, afil ma'ya biyad akum, b'mokum shakol mokum, hem yisrael mokum yisrael." So Tfiyas Ayin is always mutter, because Tfiyas Ayin works for even, Tfiyas Ayin even helps for what? for the shita that's oser.
So, Hajar shita holds its mutter. What's the reyus of it? It got moved.
Yeah. But a lot of times when it got moved, at least you'll probably have a tefiyah sayin on the thing. And then it's be moved. Now, tefiyah sayin is a better kula. Because tefiyah sayin works even connected the shita that's oser.
And this time I have Ren and Chalot meet in my apartment, and I have no idea what that looks like. There's a mezzer there, whatever, I come back. It was moved. It does it. I go over it. They all contend with me. No, your problem. It's not a normal case. But. I left it on the counter here.
Yeah.
Come back, it's over here. All the chalet weight in the world looks the same for me. That would be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes Rav Abadi said to me about, you know, is there a real chashash that the person switched it. You know, I don't want to say in his name, you know, when to apply that svar. He's definitely said that svar. When to apply it, we would have to ask him, you know, when to apply it. But remember when many years ago I was in Silver Spring with Rav Harari, and then we went in for Rav Schechter's mother's levaya. Right? And then we came back and we had a shaila about the food in the fridge, the dinner. Is the goyim worked there and maybe they took some, I don't know, wasn't so posh.
I came later.
You called up Rabbi Willig and Rabbi
Shah. That I remember.
What, that we called up Rabbi?
I remember I came when you were calling up Willig.
Yeah.
Your lunch was fine.
But the Tvias Ayin.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a 2-minute break now and we'll do.